Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hello, welcome back to Love Lighthouse Podcast. Today's show, I am going to talk to you about grounding your energy. This last week, I did a podcast with Tina Falk. She is my feng shui mentor, and we were talking about the energy of the year. This year, there is a really high element of water energy. And so I'm curious if this is showing up for you. But when she was talking about how when you have a lot of water energy that people can feel a little ungrounded. It's a lot of unstable energy. And so it's really important for us to make sure that we are grounding our own energy. Now, it's always important, but specifically this year with such high water energy. So how do we do that? Well, today I'm going to get into this podcast. I'm going to talk about where it's a problem, why it's a problem, how it will show up, how you can tell if your energy is ungrounded, and then what to do about it. So let's get into this. The first thing is, you know, how can you find out, how do you know if you are feeling ungrounded? You're never going to go to someone and they're going to go, well, your energy is ungrounded. Well, actually, maybe that could happen. I don't know. There's a lot of really amazing healers out there. But you have to be self-aware. This journey of personal growth, of spirituality, it really is about becoming aware of your own energy, your own creations, being your own healer, and really paying attention to yourself and how you can course correct before things go too far out of whack or they get too wonky in your life, right? Well, here's how you know if you are possibly ungrounded. Are you forgetting a lot of things? That's one way. That's the first sign for me that shows up personally for me. Now, I'm a Pisces. So Pisces seem to have their head in the clouds a lot. And, you know, they can be a little ditzy, flighty, and forget things. So sometimes I kind of just go, well, is that just, you know, part of it because I'm a Pisces and I like to be in la la land a lot. But then there are times where I can realize, oh my goodness, yes, I need to ground my energy. Now, you hear so much about how amazing meditation is, and it is. It's so good. It's so amazing. But one of the things is if you are meditating a lot, if you're someone who meditates on a daily basis or, you know, often, then you can get, you know, it can affect your sense of being grounded. Now, the funny thing is with meditation, it can actually help with being grounded, but it depends on how you're doing it. There are specific grounding meditations, but here's the thing I want you to think about. I want you to think about your body, and you've got these different energy points. Okay. At the top of your head is your crown chakra. This is your connection to source energy. So if you're working a lot with your meditation, you're up here a lot in your mind, right? Or, on your higher chakras, you're up here, you're connecting to source energy. You're using maybe your third eye, which is also, you know, a higher energy. Okay. Then you've got your crown chakra, your third eye, you've got your throat chakra, your heart, your solar plexus, which is your core. And then right at the base of your tailbone is your root chakra. That is your connection to earth energy. So that is when you're feeling out of sorts, maybe even working up here a lot, and you want to do a meditation to deal with to open up your root chakra, which is that base of your tailbone, and do a meditation that can help you root and ground your energy to earth. Okay. I'll explain a little bit about that in a minute. If you are watching this on YouTube, subscribe, hit the like button. I'd really appreciate it. But with with the energy, another way that it shows up if you are ungrounded, your energy is ungrounded, is if you're really anxious. Now, I've been feeling it lately. And I was like, gosh, what is going on with me? And I realized I needed to ground my energy. I feel this really high water energy this year. And, you know, every once in a while, I'll start feeling this anxiousness. And I'm like, what is going on? Why am I feeling this? I'm not really sure why. And if there's not necessarily a reason in your life, then most likely it has to do, you know, maybe it is that you are feeling that really high water energy this year, and you could really benefit from grounding your energy. Are you feeling fear? That's another one. If you're feeling a lot of fear or worry, that's a sign that you are feeling that you could be, your energy could be a little off and ungrounded. If you don't feel supported, or you're feeling like you're all alone in the world, that root chakra has to do with that base of the tailbone, has to do with you feeling stable, feeling supported, having financial means, having, you know, physical people around you to help you, help support you, like emotional support, physical support. All of those supportive things have to do with your root chakra and feeling grounded. So if you're feeling a sense of not belonging, and maybe feeling that some depression or sadness or being disconnected, that is a sign that you're disconnected from your physical body. When you think about this, we are these higher beings. Okay. So if we think of our chakras and dealing with, like, if you're doing work with your crown chakra, your third eye chakra, which are those higher realms that you're working with on your body. Those, like, think about being a higher being that is, you know, a light. You're made of love and light, and you come down here, you bring your energy down to squeeze into this physical body, right? You bring your energy down to incarnate into this dense physical body. And so we've got to work with both. You know, so many times we feel like, or I know a lot of people when they're in the spiritual world, in their personal growth, they want to be like, oh, the higher, the better, you know? And so they think about working with their crown chakra and their third eye and opening up those energy points and really working with, you know, meditating and all of those things. But we also need to be human for the time being. We are meant to be here in this physical existence and be working with that physical, dense, earthly energy. I remember hearing the first time that, you know, I had been feeling kind of out of sorts and flighty, and someone mentioned to me, well, maybe it's because you've been meditating so much. And I remember thinking, wait, how could meditation ever be, you know, a reason for something negative to show up? And it really surprised me. But then when I started thinking about it and learning more about it, it made so much sense. And it's not to think of meditation as causing a problem, because it's not a problem per se. It was just that I needed to, you know, when I went to those really higher realms and those higher spaces, and I went to that, what I call la la land so much, then I needed to come back down and ground my energy before I stepped into my day. And so then I started realizing that that's what I needed to do so that I could be more grounded in my humanness. And once I realized that, then now, anytime I take people through a meditation, when we're going to another, you know, another realm, or we're really getting into deep spiritual work, then I bring them back down to planet Earth and ground their energy before I take them out of that meditation, because I realize that that is something that can happen. Another way that you can, it can show up if you're ungrounded, your energy is off, is a focus on lack or scarcity. If you're feeling like your physical needs are not met or they're threatened, such as not enough money or food, or, you know, sometimes thinking of living out on the streets, that can really be an indicator that your root chakra and your energy is not grounded. So one time I was working with a client who, she makes a lot of money. She is very far from living on the streets. Like, it's not even a threat in my mind that she would ever live on the streets. And she was feeling so anxious, and she kept bringing up money and worried about money. And I said, you know, what is going on? Like, what is it that you're afraid of? And when we really honed in on her fear, she said she was afraid of living out on the streets. And when that came out of her mouth, I stopped and I looked at her and I said, okay, how likely is it that that would ever happen? And she started laughing when I said that to her. Now, I know for some people, I'm not saying it's a joke. I don't mean to say this in that sense, because for some people that is more of a threat for them. But for this specific girl, I know her family. She has a big, successful family, lots of people in her life, lots of support. Not to mention her and her husband are doing really well in their life financially, that she was a long ways away from ever being on the streets. And when I held up that mirror for her, she truly was like, yeah, you're right. That's so ridiculous. I don't know why I've been afraid of that. I don't know why that's been a fear for me, because it really just didn't make any sense. And so we did some grounding exercises, and she started to feel a lot more supported, a lot better. And she stopped focusing on that lack of that scarcity mindset and that lack once we did those grounding exercises. So, you know, some people that is a real concern for them, but many times we have these fears that when we really dial in on them, they're silly. They're not necessary. And they're really not, we're worried about a threat that is not likely to happen. And so why is that important? Number one, it's a good indicator to let you know if you need to ground your energy. And number two, we are co-creators. And so anytime you're stuck in focusing on scarcity mindset, you want to get out of that as soon as you can, because you know, what you're thinking, visualizing, feeling, and believing is going out into a pathway, and you don't want to be on that road of scarcity. And so helping, you know, yourself course correct and helping others course correct is really important when it comes to that. Another sign is if you're feeling a lot of pressure. Again, if it's like when we step back out of our life, we see that we're really hard on ourselves. Many times we worry about things that are over the top, that we really don't have any business to be worried about. And then we also put a lot of pressure on ourselves. So if you're feeling a lot of pressure, that it doesn't make sense as to why you're feeling that when you just step back and go, gosh, what is with me? I've been feeling all of this pressure. Now, again, there might be something in your life where it makes sense, and that's different. That's not what I'm talking about, such as maybe you have, you know, this, you got to be out of your house and you need to move and you've got so much going on and you have all that pressure because it's, you know, you're down to the wire. Well, that makes sense. Okay. But if you've just got that sense of like, why am I holding my breath? Why do I feel all this tightness in my shoulders and my chest? Why am I focused on all these things I'm worried about? Then again, that's a good indicator that you could really benefit from grounding your energy. So what do we do about it? I'll get into that, but I want you to know that you want to do this on a normal basis, not just waiting until some of those signs show up that you're out of whack. You want to look at this as just like your personal self-care, your toolbox. You want to, you know, visit these things on a normal basis anyways, just to make sure you are grounding your energy. Because how does it show up when your energy is grounded? It's amazing. It shows up as you standing in your power, of you being able to, you know, put your foot down, draw lines in the sand, stand up for yourself. As it shows up as you getting a lot done, being on time, receiving financial abundance, having supportive people around you, having financial support coming in. Those are all good indicators that you are on point, your root chakra is good, and your energy is grounded. So it's important. You want to have that grounded energy all the time. And if you are feeling out of sorts, you rein it in. Okay. So here are some ways that you can do this. Number one, walk. Okay. You can walk, jog, or run. I don't like to run so much anymore. I used to love it. But if you want to run, that's great, because it's that pounding energy to the earth. It's very grounding. If you want to jog, if you want to walk, any of those will be very grounding and good for you. And it doesn't have to be, you know, hours and hours. Even a 10-minute walk outside is great on a daily basis. Okay. This one, I'm going to kind of laugh at this one because just barely, I was getting ready for this segment and I had my little drum. I left it upstairs on the counter, but I have this little drum that I sometimes beat, and my family, I have to laugh at myself because sometimes I'm a little silly, a little woo-woo. And I think about, you know, 20-year-old Jen looking at 46-year-old Jen, and she just would have thought she was a kook and silly and a little out there. But I had my little drum in my hands, and my family was just under my arm, and I was kind of beating on it. And my family was getting ready. My husband and the kids were getting ready to go to football practice and hopping in the car. And as I was standing there talking to my daughter, she just started looking at me and laughing and looking down at my drum, and just because I looked silly. Okay. But I looked like one of those, you know, hippie childs out there beating on my drum. But it's just a really small little drum. I also have, I'll show you, I have a bigger one like this. This one's awesome. And you literally just beat on your drum, okay? That's very grounding energy. You can do it for however long. And it's fun. It's fun, and it does the job because it's that, you know, that grounding rhythm. Okay, along with that, another thing you can do is you can actually, if you don't have a drum or don't want one, you can pull up drumming music on YouTube, on any, you know, any of those music platforms, and listen to like that native drumming beats, and it's really, really powerful. Stomp on the ground, okay? You can just go outside, just do some good stomps, or inside, doesn't really matter, but stomping, it's that stomping on the earth. Okay. Now, when I mentioned earlier that you can do a meditation, so here's how you would do a meditation. You can, first of all, you can look up, there's so many resources nowadays that you can find anything online for free, but you could get on YouTube and just put in grounding meditation, and it will take you through many fabulous grounding meditations. But one of my favorites is just to close my eyes and to see my feet in, you know, on the earth, and then just to envision tree roots coming from my feet and down into the earth and connecting down to Mother Earth. You can also see a light in the middle of Mother Earth and connect to that light. And that's very grounding. Another one that's super simple that you can do is just close your eyes and see a cord, just like an energetic cord with a plug on the bottom of it, coming from your tailbone. And you see it just going down towards planet Earth. And you just ask Mother Earth if you can plug into her to ground you. And so it is. And it's really, really a simple, simple way to ground with meditation. Okay. Wear red. This is connected to your root chakra. So wearing red is very grounding energy. It's also my very favorite color. Eat fruits and veggies. These are foods from the earth. And so when you're ingesting that earth energy, it's very grounding. So eating an array of fruits and vegetables. Next one, nature, nature, nature. So just being out in nature, whether you want to go hiking or sit next to a tree, be in the grass, get in the ocean, any natural earth elements, do gardening, very, very good for grounding energy, putting your hands in the earth, in the dirt, gardening, working with flowers, any type of earth element and being out there and just getting in it is going to be very, very good. So begin looking at all the ways that you are supported, okay? Remember how I said that feeling not supported could be an indicator that your energy is off and that you are not grounded? Well, doing the opposite and really looking around your life, just like I did with that client where we honed in on her fear, and then I had her look around at really all of the support she really had. So when you do that, it just helps bring that stability to you. Because you really want to get that sense of stability and calm down. But making a list of, you know, if you were to, this is a really good exercise. If you are feeling like, you know, I know there's so much talk right now about the economy and money and things crashing and middle class being wiped out. And there's just so much fear. So here's a good exercise for you. If you've been feeling that, take a moment, sit down, get out a good old pen and paper. And I want you to write down your entourage. Who are those people in your life that if you really needed them, you could go to them? You could sleep on their sofa. Not that you would want to do that. Okay. I'm not trying to freak anyone out. I just want you, the whole point to this is for you to, because most likely, okay, I'd be willing to bet that most likely you're going to have a long list of people that you could actually lean on if you really needed to. Okay. So take a moment and write out that list of who are the people in your life, who's your entourage, who's your support system, your tribe. And this goes for neighbors, friends, family, all the people in your life that if you needed to band together and help each other out, then who could you count on? It's going to really help calm your energy and bring that sense of stability to you. Okay. Another one, clean up your space. Feeling scattered and like your life is in disarray is a sign that you're not grounded. So when you do a good deep cleaning and really just get a nitty gritty organization going on and get your space to where you feel good in it, it's like, oh, it just really brings that sense of stable grounding to into the room and can really, really help. Okay. The last one is to surround yourself with supportive, loving people. This one is really important. You know, I told you a minute ago to write down your tribe, but if you are not surrounded by people that are supportive, then find that tribe. Bring yourself around people that are growing and going and moving and grooving and really doing those things that bring that positivity into your life, that make you feel good, that help you realize that you are a magical being and you are here to do great things and that you are fine and all is well. So find that tribe, surround yourself with those people and get that energy grounded. We've got, you know, about 6 months left in this Chinese New Year, because it goes until February of next year. So we're about midway point through this year. And we got 5 to 6 months, I guess, left. And so do it. No one's going to do it for you. Ground your energy. We got this. Stand in our power and let's go get them. Let's live that life that we are meant to live. If you did not smash that like button, smash it. Share this podcast with others, please. Share the love. So much love to you all. Thanks for being here. And I will see you next week. Bye for now. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.